Hello, good afternoon. In the next 20 minutes, I'm going to be highlighting to you the direction that we are taking the healthcare business in 3M, and also the tremendous opportunities that we have in front of us in both developed and developing economies, and to continue the trajectory of growth that we have been having in the past years. You know, our vision is the 3M vision, and in a market that is changing very fast, we are seeing two elements of the vision that resonates very strongly with our customers. The first one is 3M technology advancing every company. We are seeing more and more of the participants in the healthcare industry, whether they are healthcare providers or payers, that are seeking our help to improve outcomes and lower their cost. And also, we see the element of 3M innovation improving every life resonate with each one of our employees. Because really what the passion that we have, the passion that our employees have, is about savings and improving lives around the world. We see that about 87,000 are the number of deaths per year in the United States from preventable hospital infections. 3 million people die each year of food poisoning. 150 million people suffer from asthma and may breathe easier with our 3M inhalers. 300 million plus around the world suffer from diabetes and other chronic diseases that are being alleviated by many of our products that help protect and restore the skin integrity. And more than 100 million people have healthier and more beautiful smiles thanks to our restorative and orthodontics products. So you see that really our passion and what we do really well is about solutions based on 3M technology that improve health outcomes and lower the cost of healthcare. The agenda that I have in front of us is to look at our business overview and the market that is changing rapidly in these past few years, what it is the strategic playbook that we have, how we are growing in developed and developing economies, and then how we are using our portfolio and our technology to fuel that growth. The business that we have today is about preventing healthcare-associated infections with our infection prevention business. It's about innovation in wound and skin care and vascular access with our critical and chronic care solutions divisions, improving healthcare efficiency, quality, and reimbursement with our health information systems, making smiles healthier and more beautiful with our oral care business, both in the orthodontics and in the dental care business, customizing pharmaceutical drug delivery solutions with our drug delivery systems, and monitoring food safety and our food safety businesses. It is a very unique and a portfolio like no other in the industry with a depth and breadth to reach across the whole span of healthcare in a very integrated way. The healthcare businesses is generating a solid and consistent profitable growth. It's a $5 billion business in sales. It has grown in the past 6 years by 5%, with operating income compounded annual growth rate of 7%. In the last 6 years, we have grown our sales by $1.1 million, and we have grown our revenues by $500 million on that. 50% of our portfolio is in the medical area, 25% in oral care, and the other 25% in health information systems, drug delivery, and food safety. Geographically, 78% of our sales take place in developed economies and 22% in developing economies. And this is the way that we see our business, developed versus developing economies, where we won and we are growing in both type of economies. Our portfolio, it is very synergistic and leverage very strongly 3M core strengths. The technology platforms, the supply chain, the 3M brand that is our prevalent brand across our products and our global presence. And when we look at the portfolio, it interacts in a very synergistic way, and you see how the different businesses have moved into the bubbles, that there is an intersection of what we can provide with our businesses to our customers, as I said, whether they are healthcare providers or whether they are payers in the industry. We conduct business in a large and global market, $7 trillion of healthcare expenditures, growing at about 4.6% projected for the next 4 years. Our addressable market is $92 billion, growing at 5.6%, and we have about 6% market share there. In terms of developed versus developing economies, developing countries' expenditure, healthcare expenditures are estimated and projected to be at about 3%, and in developing countries, about 10%. And you can see there in the chart that we have both in developed and developing countries tremendous opportunities to penetrate and continue our growth. The healthcare landscape has been changing. Perhaps it's the most dynamic in the recent history. And it's fueled by a few key megatrends that are changing the way that healthcare is being handled and is being delivered around the world. Increased demand for access of healthcare around the world, people living longer, and we know that as we live longer, we put more pressure in the healthcare systems. The increase of incidence of chronic diseases, not just in developed, but also in developing countries, and the use of comprehensive data becoming more ubiquitous and allowing to provide better standards of care and better pathways of care, and also tremendous advances in biologics and regenerative medicine that are having very, very positive impacts in the health of each one of us. What are the global forces that these key market trends are putting? Simply stated, two things, better quality at a lower cost. And you can see that this is a theme that we as a company know how to do well. You have heard my colleagues talk about it. We are a company that know how to improve outcomes at a much lower cost for our customers. And the enablers that the industry is capitalizing upon to have this transformation of better healthcare outcomes at a lower cost is about prevention, digitization, the shift of care to lower cost delivery points, and then evidence solutions, evidence in terms of clinical and health economic data. Looking at our strategic playbook, the way that we put the 3M strategies into play is via our strategic playbook. Our goal is growth, both in developed and developing economies. And the way that we go about it is by focusing first in operational excellence to get, or what we use the term liberate, funds for investments. And then we prioritize in terms of the platforms and the geographies where we are going to be making these investments via our portfolio tools. And then we invest in innovation, market coverage, and localization, which really on two things: people and capabilities, and research and development to really give us the right formula to provide the growth. So let me go a little bit on how we're going to achieve this goal of growth both in developed and in developing countries. When we look at developed countries, it's about gaining profitable market share in developed countries. Why? The healthcare expenditures are going projected to be at 3%. Our goal of growth is more ambitious than that. It is 4 to 7. We have to take market share. It's about taking market share. And the way that we are going about that is, number one, expand coverage across the continuum of care. And I will give you an example in the US how we are doing it and the tremendous opportunity that provides us, aligning our portfolio to targeted care delivery points. The delivery points are changing from acute center, from hospitals to other points, and a different portfolio of products is needed because the care and the clinicians and caregivers that are spread across the continuum of healthcare have different expertise than in hospitals. and then increase the number of new-to-the-world products. Our portfolio and our platforms is very, very relevant for these developed economies. I'm highlighting here in the slide in each one of our businesses what are the key platforms for growth in developed countries. The care is being moved from acute center hospitals to alternative care centers. So if you want to look in the slides, it's moving from hospitals to surgery centers, wound clinics, long-term acute care, physician offices, extended care, all the way to home care. And of course, the oral care is coming from the other end, and it's been integrated with many healthcare provider systems. You can see that our penetration is very modest across the continuum, and that we have tremendous opportunities to grow as we are expanding our coverage in this alternative care. The model in the US is transferable to any developed countries, and in fact, will be transferable to developing countries because developing countries are adopting many of these strategies to lower the cost to deliver care to their citizens. In developing countries, it's about building growth faster and more productively, and the emphasis in productivity is to bring our resources, the people that we are hiring, the people that we are training, to full speed much faster. It is about expanding coverage. It's about active participation in advances, the standard of care in developing countries. It's about tailoring our portfolio by expanding local laboratory and manufacturing capabilities, and it's about investing in enhancing our competences in sales, marketing, clinical, and regulatory areas. It is about continuing doing what we have been doing in the past few years to strengthen our commercializations and market development capabilities, which is working really well, as I'm highlighting, in these two key countries, China, with a growth of estimated for this year to finish at 15%, Brazil at 21%, where we have invested very thoughtfully on local lab to increase our R&D capabilities, localizing clinical research, expanding our regulatory capabilities. And at the same time, in China, we have built our medical products plan, our orthodontics products plans at the platform for all the whole oral care businesses. And in Brazil, we have an oral care plan, also a medical products plan. We are building and we continue to build our localization capabilities. In terms of technology and portfolio, if we want to grow in both developed and developing countries, we are tailoring our new product strategies to each one of these different economies. In developing countries, it's about innovation. It's about shifting our innovation pipeline towards adjacent and transformational products. In developing countries, it's about penetration. Penetration by first localizing our core portfolio, and then once we have localized our core portfolio, look at the local needs and develop new to that market products. The way that we do is similar to the way that I showed to you last year. We look at the healthcare mega trends, we look at technology platforms, and we innovate in four different areas: detection, prevention, intervention, and digitization. And examples of the high impact programs that we have to create our future and continue our growth in the area of detection, I would like to highlight novel food safety detection technologies. Is about detecting toxins, allergens, and residues in food streams. Tremendous market opportunities, over $700 million. In the area of prevention, we do a lot of work, and we have a very strong portfolio in our medical businesses, and we're developing in oral care. This portfolio is about in-office preventing dental care, new material, new devices to identify and prevent oral conditions. We see a market opportunity of $150 million. In the area of intervention, biologic wound care, using bioactive wound closures to accelerate healing, over $650 million opportunity that we see, looking at assisting surgeons in open and minimally invasive procedures with brand new technologies, over $500 million opportunities. And in the area of digitization, two key areas of emphasis for us is transforming the dental care from the analog state that today is primarily to digital. And we see a $750 million opportunity there. And then in healthcare, data analytics, improving the quality and mitigate risk in care delivery. Huge opportunity. We're growing really fast, double digits. And this is over a $3 billion opportunity that we want to seize. Acquisitions have been very important to healthcare success. I'm highlighting a timeline of key acquisitions that we have been able to combine with innovations to expand the breadth and depth of portfolio. It started, just in this timeline in 1987, CO3 Corporation. This is today what it formed our health information systems, the acquisitions that we have done in the oral care space to have the tremendous portfolio that we have today and in the area of the medical business. I would like to highlight the Horizon acquisition that was done in 2010. If you remember, this was an acquisition to bring a new solution to our portfolio, which was patient warming during procedures and pre-operating procedures. We have combined it with 3M capabilities. We have introduced multiple new products. We have expanded solutions beyond the traditional operating room setting. We have expanded the footprint because of our global presence. And we, as a result, we are well ahead in exceeding our original growth forecast. In developed countries, we are growing at 6%, and in developing countries at 15%. We are delivering the savings, and we all the sales revenue synergies are taking hold. So really, we have a very well-positioned portfolio to thrive in this very dynamic healthcare market that we really like, the dynamism, because it provides us very, very good opportunities around the world. We have an attractive portfolio. We have a global footprint. We have an arsenal of leading technologies, and our growth is funded by operational excellence. Closing, a really inspired and dedicated team where our passion is improving every life, every day, in every place around the world. Thank you. And I'm going to introduce now Mike Kelly to talk about the Electronics and Energy Business Group.